You're listening to Startup Nation Radio on News Talk 760 WJR. Here again are Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
Okay, Startup Nation Radio, my co-host Dan Gliske, and we've got in studio
afternoon,
here.
Jeff.
Hey, good to be with you, Dan, and we've got Rich Sloan out in the nation. Rich, how you doing? You with us, Rich?
I'm with you.
All right.
Good afternoon, Rich.
You must be far away. There was about a 40-second delay there.
I answered right away. For whatever reason, I wasn't live.
Clearly a satellite issue. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Technology. Well, good to have you on the show, Rich. Listen, guys, today we're doing a show focused on being able to deliver a really good, what we call elevator pitch. And what that means is that, you know, in your imagination, if you were to step onto an elevator and, wow, standing right there is either a buyer from the store that you're trying to pitch on your great product idea, trying to get your store your product in that store, or let's say it's a great investor that you've been trying to tap, and there's your moment. The elevator door's closed. It's you and the investor or you and the buyer at the store. You better be able to deliver a really good, crisp, compelling message about what it is that you're offering. You've got to be ready to do that, right? So we're going to help the nation make sure that you've got your pitch ready to go, guys.
And I think Jeff, this really dovetails in well with our show from last week, where we really set everybody up for sales. And now people have to be ready. So if you're going to go out prospecting, that elevator pitch is just as good for prospecting as it is
Absolutely.
To get investors.
Absolutely.
If you're at a dinner event and somebody asks you in front of 100 people what's your business, you got to be ready.
Yeah.
So it's whether you're with one person in the elevator or 100 people at an event.
No question about it.
Need to be concise and know what you're saying.
And Rich, you and I have heard a few elevator pitches in our day. What do you like to hear? Tell us, you know, if someone's going to, let's assume it's for, let's talk about for an investor. What are the
You know, it's the balancing between that incredible enthusiasm and exuberance and passion of an entrepreneur. You want to see that right away. It's the balancing of that with the substance. I want to hear something like, we've tested it with the market. We've sold a few units. Have gotten feedback and verified some of our assumptions. That, for me, makes me lean in instead of lean back.
Right. You got to build credibility at the same time, as you said, and said, well, you definitely want it to be compelling. And part of being compelling is being enthusiastic, owning what it is that you're going to be pitching, but not over the top, right? I mean, you made that point, Rich, and that's exactly right. I mean, I think, as you say,
And I think in the new era of pitches, you know, Jeff, we've been doing elevator pitches on the radio for years. In the new era, there's a new rule that I think makes sense, and it's called no texting while pitching.
There you go.
That makes sense.
That does make sense. Well, listen, now here are some things I like to hear in a pitch, and then I think we're going to hear an example pitch, and this is going to be one to investors. But and we'll do that right as soon as we come back after the break. But before we go to the break, here's what I like to hear. And Dan, maybe you can say some things that you like to hear in a pitch too. Let's say that we're going to be investors. Rich mentioned a few things in the type of presentation he likes to see. But I think it's really important to tee up, first and foremost for me, what the market opportunity is. So first you say, there's a big need in the market, and the need is this or that, whatever it may be. And then you say, and we've got the solution, and our solution is, and then you name your solution. Then you backfill that. You know, you continue to provide the kind of credibility and support that Rich is talking about. If you've got sales, you provide that sales data. If you've got a great team, you provide some information on the team. If you've got intellectual property or certain know-how or trade secret, you mentioned that at that time. But I think it's really important to start out and say what the opportunity is and why your solution right up front is the one to fill that opportunity the best.
And for me also, Jeff, I really like it where it's a little more conversational, where it's
Absolutely.
Not a 60-second data dump.
Memorized.
So it's something, again, what Rich brought up, that draws you in. Something that gives you a wow in the beginning, that say, wow, I want to hear more. And then you give the backup and the data and a story that helps validate what you just said.
Absolutely. So here, got to be enthusiastic yet credible. Got to be, you know, got to know your stuff, but you got to be personable. It's got to be conversational.
Right.
It can't be really, so, okay. All right, so you've heard from some of the experts. Now we've heard a few pitches, guys. This is what we want to hear. We're going to hear some elevator pitches today. And if you've got an elevator pitch you want to deliver to us, call 800-859-0957. When we come back, we're going to hear an example pitch that we really like, and then we're going to hear some people call in from the nation and pitch us what they've got.
Looking
Stick with us on Startup Nation Radio.
Looking